We're speaking to Tupou Erlich, National Care Experience Lead for Voice Whakarongo Mai. He's actually in Colombia, where it's about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm pleased to be able to catch up with you again. Tupou, tēnā koe, ko Dale tēnā.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Thanks for having me on again.
Good to catch up with you, Eho. Ngā mihi. Well, look, the inquiry into abuses in state care is taking some prominence back home here, Tupou. Just before we start talking about some of that mahi, talk to us about why you're in Colombia.
Oh, yeah. I'm basically over here so that my tamariki can have some time with their Colombian whānau. As we all know, whānau is important, and COVID was a hard time on a lot of people, so it's good to have my children connect with their whānau there as well.
So Colombian, Māori, and some Croatian in the mix. You've got an interesting brood, Ewa.
You could say that again.
If you might just give your phone a bit of a shake, mate. Oh, look, I realise we're talking from a long way away. Meanwhile, back home here, the Oranga Tamariki Oversight Bill's coming under fire. Why is there such widespread opposition to the bill from your read, Tupou?
Right from the beginning, this bill has been nothing short of worrying and left us with a lot of concern for our tamariki and rangatahi under Oranga Tamariki's care. First of all, the bill was constructed in isolation from those who needed to work most, those who have been let down. At the same time, we have the Royal Commission of Inquiry into Abuse and Care underway. They're due to release their reports. They've released some, but they haven't completed their mahi. So for the government to be moving forward on something as important as monitoring a system responsible for causing so much harm to so many of our people over such a long time, is nothing short of insulting and leaves me questioning what is the purpose of the Royal Commission in the first place. The bill, the guts of it, or the thing that really worries me the most is the twist on language. They talk about strengthening the oversight of Oranga Tamariki, and they believe they're going to do that by stripping its independence. So currently, the monitor sits within the office of the Children's Commissioner, an independent ground entity. Now they're opting to move that, well, they already have, under the Education Review Office, a departmental agency. Now, it's deeply concerning. I have no question whatsoever that this is not about the well-being or best interest of tamariki and rangatahi under Oranga Tamariki. It is absolutely protecting the reputation and controlling what's in the public eye when it comes to the dysfunctions of the system.
What would Voice want to see happen?
Look, we're all for strengthening the oversight and monitoring of Oranga Tamariki, but you don't need to relocate it. You need to better support where it currently is, the Office of the Children's Commissioner. You know, they've been out there in the media doing staunch advocacy and really bringing to light the real issues that our whānau are facing in care. The uplift in Hawke's Bay, the treatment in the mother and babies units, and this is just them being silenced for doing their job well.
It's disappointing that they seem to be steamrolling ahead, and even though they're getting significant feedback from people who have lived experience of abuse in state care and at the hands of government agencies, that your viewpoints are not being factored into the changes that are being made.
Well, Dale, that's an important point to raise, but it's not only the voice of lived experience. Over 300 people made submissions. Very, very few. I think less than 5 were in favour of the bill. All opposition parties are opposed to the bill. And you start to question the democratic process of select committee. If a government can predetermine the outcome and seek public consultation without really caring what the public has to say.
We're looking forward to having you return home because this is such an important issue. As I say, the care inquiry is still, going ahead full steam. So our next move is so vitally important. Why do you think the government's so intent, and do you think on ignoring the concerns pushing the bill through?
Well, we've heard things like, "We simply can't wait to do something." If you look at the plan, they've got a 5-year annual review. So we can't wait to do something, but we can wait years to figure out if it was the right thing. And I just don't buy into it. I don't buy it at all. It is simply about protecting the reputation, and it's a pressure relief valve on the government when it comes to Rangatamariki.
It's great catching up with you again, Tupu. Let's talk when you get back. How long are you away for, Ewa?
I look forward to it. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Tupu Ehrlich, National Care Experience Lead, Voice Whakaroa Mai, who are obviously challenging a lot of what is happening regarding moves to change the way that Oranga Tamariki operates. Thanks to him for joining us at 7:18. Coming up in a moment, Dr. Andrew Connolly, the Chief Medical Officer for County's Monaco Health. You're listening to...